Glenda, is he there? Glenda, is you there? Perdita's waiting, Glenda. You're wasting the time of the Lord.
I just had to grab another cigarette.
Oh my goodness.
I dropped my pack last night when I was at Sambo's. You know that racist restaurant where the black kid runs around the tree and the tiger turns into butter?
No.
Something like that. Anyway, their pancakes are way better than Denny's.
Well, I don't know why you're going to a place where the animals is running wild in the restaurant around the trees making the food. I think we should have people making the food instead of racist Sambo's and tigers turned into butter. I don't understand that, but it sounds like sin, Glenda. Is you living in sin again?
Probably, honey. I mean, I got a lot of shit going on in my life right now, and there's a lot. You know, I need the mac and cheese.
What?
Yeah, I don't care about carbs.
I don't understand.
Are you kidding? My big fat ass, I could float an entire plane that crashed into the ocean. They don't have to worry about me.
Oh.
I'm gonna survive this shit because carbs keeps you alive, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's why I eat the mac and cheese. I'm not trying to look like Jane Fonda, honey. Okay, I use your book as a doorstop.
Well, I don't even know who that is, writing books for doorstops. That's kind of dumb to write a whole book. Spend all that time writing a book and then it's a doorstop. That's dumb. So I don't know who you is reading, but that is dumb. Let's open the phone lines and not talk about stupid idiots who write books that then sell them as doorstops.
Hi guys, I'm here. I can't stop watching the video on YouTube of Madonna being dragged in a chair, and then she totally falls over because the dude, in air quotes, dude, was wearing high heels and he totally falls down. He can't even carry the queen, Madonna. Oh my god, it's hilarious. She rolls over on her granny tummy and starts laughing. It's pathetic. So it just brought some joy into my life to see that, you know, someone's still trying to be relevant.
And I'm here too. I'm really on this next crisis, and I'm going to nip it in the bud. And I am not going to let it get me down, but I'm starting a movement about it, and that's all there is to it.
What crisis is that, honey? Oh my god. I thought I knew everything going on in the news, and Putin wants to blow up the West with his nukes, and he's gonna target London and Washington, D.C. and Berlin and blow everything up. And what else? Trump is selling sneakers. Hillary Clinton still thinks she's relevant. And the WHO wants to launch a new disease, X. According to my QAnon newsletter, that he's all in on the same thing. So, you know, all I know is I'm not voting for Joe Biden again.
Oh my god, no. I don't know who I'm voting for yet, if I'm going to vote at all. I'm still just laughing at Madonna, so.
Well, so, Catherine, tell us about this crisis. I don't know about it. We might need you to come speak at the church if it's going to involve the congregation of sinners. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can make a few bucks.
Oh, absolutely. Well, what's going on is the candle crisis.
Oh, my goodness.
It is time to boy. Hold on.
What?
Watch off.
Hello?
Thank you. Let me just look at this. Hold on just a minute.
Oh, all right.
Okay. I like two pins. Hold on, guys. I'm just looking at this.
Okay, honey.
Okay. Yeah, that looks good. That's exactly.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jocelyn.
I got gas.
I don't have my jingling. There's a sound ordinance in the community. I can't make any noise. But anyway. I was looking over my dossier on the candle crisis, and what we've come up with, according to our sources, it's time to boycott candles in the tarot community, the astrology community, the meditation and yoga communities, and all other so-called spiritual communities that like to light candles.
What?
In their YouTube videos, social media, or personal life.
But what?
And what we're doing on this boycott. Now, everyone listen to me. Let's keep up with
this. Here. I'm right here.
Send me your candles so I can do a quality check on them for sustainability, diversity, equity, and inclusion for the correct spiritual, psychic, and necessary vibrations, energies, and other stuff that's required. And that's the candle crisis boycott. We will not stand for the crisis.
Right.
This is more than... This is bigger than the truckers not going to New York. This is about candles.
You know, I like this. I can get behind this. You know, I'm going to have Sylvie get involved in this. We're going to round up our candles and send them to you, Catherine.
Oh, God.
Do you pay for postage and handling?
No.
Yeah, I thought so. But see, then I can tell, like, Denny's and Chili's and Applebee's and TGI Fridays.
Yes.
You got to send in your candles.
Oh,
because it's
absolutely
not what she said. And there's a crisis.
What I said.
And we got to get these restaurants that light these dumb little candles, cheap-ass candles.
Vanilla candles.
And, get rid of them. I'm sick of that shit.
No kidding. I just...
Well, and also, like, you know, the upscale... fashion stores, you know, that they have all their Jo Malone candles for $40, $50, over $200, $600.
Yeah, $1,000.
You know, they should send those candles in too, you know.
I agree.
And then the churches. I mean, we need to have all of them, especially the Catholics and the Jewish churches. They all have too many candles. It's just too much. It's too much. It's too much. And that's going to cause a problem. If too many things catch on fire and burn, the smoke will go up. And do the cloud seeding. You know, well, we got problems with chemtrails already, it says in my Q number.
Oh, I know it.
And then it's already seeding the clouds. And if we have too many fires,
don't get me started.
It'll set it off. And then we'll have these atmospheric rivers again.
Don't get me started.
Instead of just California, it'll be everywhere. We'll have an atmospheric river and cause a second flood.
And Pertin's not ready for that yet.
So we have to get ready with these candles.
Well, I'm glad we're all on board with this. I'm giving you some hand claps. The candle crisis is moving ahead now. I've got other things to talk about. Can we get on with the agenda here?
Oh, that's a good idea, but before we do that, I want to start the agenda that we got here. Kessa Fliberson and her essential oils collection of corn and cabbage, coffee and rhubarb, and then raisins and filberts. And that's all her press release says, so I don't know if she's, like, launching that, or thinking about it, or recalling it. So I put everyone on notice. I said, if you have essential oils of corn and cabbage, coffee and rhubarb, or raisins and filberts. It could be that you don't have them yet because she hadn't done launch it yet. Or it could be that you do have it and she's doing a recall because it could kill you and your kids. Or it could be something else. So everyone on alert. We got this list of things that people's on alert for. Christians have to pay attention to that and the Bible. And not much else. I mean, it's very hard work these days being a Christian.
Oh, please.
For Christ.
Oh, Christians for someone else. What, like the Easter Bunny?
Or the Tooth Fairy, honey. And if there's a t-shirt, I'll wear it. Do the wet t-shirt contest down at the Penny Grill. Have you been to the Penny Grill? It's this new hot dance club. Everyone there is in their late teens, early 20s, doing all the latest drugs and shit. Fentanyl, they're dropping like flies. But she'll be nice sneaking out. Because she's got this new face cream that tightens it.
Oh.
It's called Preparation H. And we look 20 years younger. We always get in.
Well, that's a very interesting use for Preparation H. I never heard of putting it on your face, but whatever. Now, I'm going to continue on with the agenda. Celebrity beauty oils without celebrity prices, because this Bidenflation is just... No one can afford to buy olive oil, and that's what I'm talking about. I got this idea from J-Lo, who says she drinks like 10 gallons of olive oil a day, and she takes a bath in it, she showers in it, and then she slathers it on, like sunscreen. You know, at one of these stupid spas. Celebrity beauty oils is the latest in olive oil, but without the celebrity price. And I think this is going to take off along with the candle crisis.
Oh my goodness, it sounds so good. Now let me let you know what else is going on. We got Dill Blabbert and his moderately average looking wife, Jessie Louise. They raise vegan-free steaks and other beef products as a main dish, a side dish, or something to go on a simple tossed salad. But they don't do beef jerky or beef marmalade. And that's because we's doing a whole month-long special on the carnivore diet.
Mm.
And the carnivore diet was invented by Jesus.
So the carnivore, is that like for carnies? Mm. At carnivals where they eat?
What?
Never mind. So is this still for
understand.
Just Christians for Christ?
Yes. Yes,
Christ's right. Christians, carnivores, or whatever. How are you going to do that?
That's right. Well, so we're still working with the graphic artist on that. Something with triple C. I like that. Triple C. I like the letter C when it looks good in a medieval font to look real real Christian-like without the sin. You know how some fonts have sin going on, and we just don't want that. We want some real biblical, real holiness. And so that's why we's doing auditions for the graphic artists, and then when we choose one, Jonathan, it's going to be on the poster with the right font in holiness style for Christians. Mm-hmm. So they's not offended.
See, I have found that using papyrus and Comic Sans, along with a close-up of my face that's so close you still can't see my pores because I have them photoshopped out. But that's what the Celebrity Beauty Oil is all about without the celebrity prices. I use that olive oil to kind of smooth out my giant pores. But anyway, I need to tell you about Pamela Jones and her pretty pancake makeup bases for all kinds of faces. That's what I'm using now instead of the olive oil, so J-Lo can just suck it.
Yeah.
Pretty pancake makeup bases for all kinds of faces by Pamela Jones is the new celebrity style. It's going to be in all the Oscar bags next year, but not this year.
Can I just have some input here? Because here's what's going on in my life, you guys. I got some real big ideas that I'm going to do on Shark Tank and talk to big money people. Anyway, so I thought of, you know, one thing that just ties up so much of my time during the day, like, used to be three times a day, now it's five times a day, I am spending time eating my TV dinners. And I thought, oh my God, Sylvia, she goes, what? I says, I am having a big fucking idea, Sylvia. She goes, oh my God, what? I says, girl, she goes, girl, and then I farted, and she left, but then she came back an hour later after everything cleared, and I said, Sylvia, here it is. TV dinner suppositories. I don't have to waste time shoving it in my mouth if it's just going to come out my ass. Why don't I stick it up my ass to begin with? TV dinner suppositories. You got that shit, and then mac and cheese suppositories. And then something in the morning when you wake up, Pop-Tarts suppositories. You know, for a night on the town, when you go to the AM, PM, Mini Market gas station open 24 hours, you can go to Bud Light Enemas.
Oh my.
Or Jiffy Pop Enemas, just have popcorn shooting out your ass.
Wow.
Now that's a party right there, I'm telling you, at these new nightclubs with the little kids after we shove Preparation H on our face. Can you imagine seeing us having popcorn shoot out our ass? Oh my God, people's like, what happened to you? Why do you smell like mac and cheese?
Wow.
I say, mind your own damn business.
And that's just an idea, everything you just said for the last 20 minutes. Isn't that right, Glenda?
I thought it was only like a minute that I was talking.
Well, it seemed longer. I just hope that...
Can we please stay on the track of holiness? I need to tell you about Melody Snipe and her collection of new and used, freshly packaged tortilla chips and dipping sauces with small containers of condiments and standardized portions. We's going to be doing that next Sunday. Everyone can enjoy samples of it, and then we'll be selling it after Pernan's sermon that goes for about 6 hours. It's not Catholic. It's not Mass.
Mm-hmm.
It's Pernan's sermon from the Ferner Files.
The Ferner Files?
Wow.
What on earth are the Ferner Files? Oh,
way to go.
Well,
why did I ask?
We're going to never hear the end of it.
Well, it's kind of like the Panama Files or the FBI Files or the CIA Files or Joe Biden's classified files documents and Trump's classified files and documents. We got the Ferner Files, and the Vatican is just gnashing their teeth trying to get their hands on these. Oh my goodness, the secrets that is in the Ferner Files, you wouldn't believe it. So now anyway, but one of the things, the only thing I can tell you is a kind of a confusing thing, but I'm going to be clear about, because what had happened was Officer Murphy is handling the scandal at Ferner Burgers. We had an infestation of Christians in name only, threatening to go to the most popular Ferner Burger locations and harass our wonderful loyal customers by not being Christ-like or holy.
Mm-hmm.
So we're having an investigation on that. Nothing to do with Pernod and my own holiness, by the way.
And that's something that's in the Ferner Files. Well, at least it's not been leaked on the news, like any news.
No kidding, it's not even the QAnon newsletter, honey, or InfoWars or WorldNet Daily or Alternet. Or Reddit, or the dark web, or any of these other places where I've
I've got my different screen names. I got a bunch of screen names when I go over to Sylvia and use that internet machine when I'm waiting for my laundry panties to soak in the sink before I have to come out and dry them outside. I like that fresh breeze in my panties.
Oh, I love fresh breeze in my panties. I mean, anytime I can get a wind going on up there that's fresh and floral-like and just aromatic and perfumery and things like that. But anyway, one thing I need to let you know is Chuck Kennedy is opening a new dinner theater experience at his kennels for cats, dogs, and ferrets. He thinks there's a big market for that. Because, think about it, people who own cats, dogs, and or ferrets are more loyal than the audience and customer base for golf. These golfers got nothing on the cat, dog, and ferret audience. I mean, this dinner theater is gonna be ronkin'. Ronkin' means rockin' and raucous. That's a term on the street that I heard. It's new in show business. It's backstage at Vegas. It's very big. It's very happening. It's very new. And so ronkin', I think, should be the first show that we do. Like, ronkin'. You know, ronkin'. And then my name in the font and everything with my face. Oh my god, I am ronkin'.
Oh my god, I love that ronkin'. Can that go on a t-shirt right in the boob area, like when it's wet? You know, it's like, hey, look at my ronkins.
My goodness, I don't think we should bring sin into the dinner theater with cats, dogs, and ferrets. We need them when the second plug comes to get on the ark. We can't have them wasting their time playing video games or Pong or Atari or these other
Pong?
Stupid things wasting their time on.
Oh my goodness, so like what, 8-track tapes? Is that where we're... How far back are we going to go on this metaphor?
No kidding, the candles in the caves where the cavemen wrote the instructions on the wall on how to light the candle, but they couldn't see it. So they had to light a candle without the instructions, and they still couldn't figure it out.
You know,
what's that about?
You know, there's no instructions on toothpaste or toilet paper packaging. You know, like, what if you forgot? Because you were having a moment, like a senior moment. And it's... Sorry, guys. I had gas. I had a sub sandwich. And, oh my god, a sub sandwich suppository. Now that's big. That would stretch. But anyway, I'm just saying, you know what I'm talking about.
You do have a point, Glenda. I mean, there are no instructions on Kleenex boxes, you know, or what else? Paper towels? I mean, think about
it. Candles. In the candle crisis, there's no instructions on candles, on what to do with them or the vibration you need to be at. We're not going over them with a quality check for sustainability, diversity, equity, inclusion, or the correct spiritual, psychic, and necessary vibrations, energies, and other stuff. And that's why people need to send their candles to me with this boycott. Now, I am not getting off of this, okay?
Well, one thing that reminds me of is Bertina Benjies and her unstable kidneys. Now, I don't know what any of that means, but she gave us a pamphlet on that, and everyone agreed we really need to have this at the next congregation meeting on Sunday, or maybe Wednesday in the Circle of Sin. But Bertina Benjies and her unstable kidneys, I mean, that's... We need to find out what this is, because we don't need that spreading if it's unholiness.
Well, especially if they're Christians that aren't Christ-like.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about right there. That's what I'm saying.
Or suppositories that aren't from TV dinners, or mac and cheese, or Pop-Tarts, or Bud Light. Oh, no, wait, that's an enema. And Chiffy Pop was an enema, so I gotta get this. I gotta plan this out like in a real strategery.
You know, Glenda, I do have a class on strategery for beginners. The Beginner's Guide to Top Strategeries that'll bring in the cash right now, quickly and easily, in the next 24 hours or less, even while you sleep.
Ugh.
And there are no instructions on that either, Glenda. I mean, I'm telling you.
Oh, Glenda, I think you should do this. You know how you need instructions in your life, especially since you're so full of sin and not following the Bible.
Honey, you know, I gotta think about it. Probably another way to try and get me to pay instead of you paying me. So, honey, I got time for my afternoon load. I've moved it from midnight to midday because I've had a change in bowel habits. So, all this new entrepreneurship. I don't know, some term Sylvia said about people come up with ideas and make money and shit.
Entrepreneur.
So anyway, I gotta go do a job. Goodbye.
Oh, goodbye, Glenda. Yeah, so I'm gonna go to the Rusty Pizza. It's right next door to the Rusty Nail on Rusty Street, so, yeah, it's a new pizza place where everything's authentic and none of this woke nonsense where they say all ingredients from all past pizzas are racist, so all you end up with is literally a big lump of black coal because it's all about black. This place is not like that, so anyway, I'm gonna go there and have, you know, an amazing pizza. Good night.
Oh, good night, Jonathan. Yes, we never got into the wokeness. If you go woke, you go broke, and Jesus was poor the first time, so what sense does that make? Sending all your money, by the way. So, Catherine, I need to go. I need to contact Bertina Benchies about her unstable kidneys and find out the mystery of this. And also Melody Snipe and Jill Blabbert and Kessa Filberson.
Names.
Well, whatever. Good night.
Oh, good night, yes. I gotta get started on my candle crisis. Chuck Kennedy has no idea what's coming for his dinner theater. I could have all these candles. Just give them to Chuck. It's like, let's do a combination or a joint venture here with the Cats, Dogs, and Ferrets Dinner Theater, and I'll light the candles and do a quality check, and then I can jump up on stage and just sing and dance and do chakras and we could heal everyone. I mean, I think there are at least 4 to 17 things we could have going on at once at this, and it would really bring in that crowd with that energy.